Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go right out to the fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitas. Our next guest, backed up Ben Roethlisberger. He played for Coach Randy. He is a living legend here in Western PA. He's in a bunch of different Hall of Fames, I think. Right? You're got to be in the Western, the Whippeal Hall of Fame, Bruce. How about Seton LaSalle?
Right about,
are you in their Hall of Fame?
Well, wait, does Seton LaSalle even have a Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
You're right about the Whippeal Hall of Fame. I don't know about the Seton LaSalle one. I think they did retire my jersey years ago, but...
How about St. Margaret's? Do they put your jersey number up in the little gymnasium there?
Yeah. St. Margaret's now had to, like, merge with other Catholic schools. So that jersey's probably long gone at this point.
Bruce, you...
Wait, I would have assumed you were a St. Bernard's kid.
No, oh, no, no.
Oh, no, no. Come on.
Well, that was Del... So how did you and Del Sarto put your differences aside to actually play on that high school hoops team and football team?
You know, it's so funny because my cousins went to St. Bernard's. I went to St. Margaret's. We used to play against each other for basketball. I remember after one basketball game, we played each other, and we won, of course. And we're driving. I'm with my uncle, who is St. Bernard's coach, who coached, you know, my cousin's dad. We're driving, and my cousin's up front with his dad. We're going to, like, a pizza spot after. And my uncle is just ripping into his son how bad he is, how terrible he is, what a bad game he played. Uh-huh. Then he'd keep looking back at me, and he said, great job tonight, Bruce. Great job. You played tough.
I love that.
That was unbelievable.
What is your knee-jerk reaction to the Randy Fichtner news, Bruce?
You know, I mean, my initial thought was you just feel bad, man. I mean, it's a profession. It's tough, man. Mm-hmm. It's NFL stands for not for long, and it's for coaches. It's for players. And this is a production-based business. If you don't produce, you're not going to be out there. And whether it's all someone's fault or not, you know, it's going to fall on someone and there's going to be changes. So to me, initially seeing the news, I feel bad for Randy. I have a good relationship with Randy, who's my quarterback coach. I think he's a great person, a great guy. He was really good at getting the best out of his players. You know, he's very easy to talk to. But it's just tough because the Steelers' offense, we've seen how they played, you know, this season and especially the second half of the year. It's tough. You know, and the Rooneys have always done a good job of letting coaches' contracts expire, not really firing someone. But it's tough. You know, Randy's been there a long time. You know, J.D., the tight ends coach that just retired, he's been there forever. So you're talking about good, solid guys that have been around a long time. That this has got to be tough on Tomlin as well.
Bruce, if you were trying to forecast or, like, say the Steelers, say you started your own consulting firm and you were like a search firm, like Korn Ferry, and you were being asked about new hires for NFL teams, would you recommend that the next offensive coordinator of this team be from a guy who's currently outside the organization?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I would I'd like to see, like, a veteran coach come in. You know, I was with the Steelers when they hired Mike Munchak as the offensive line coach. And that was one of the best hires I've been around. I saw the impact he made with the offensive line, with our protections, the run game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge hire.
Yeah.
So if Tomlin makes the right hire, you will see the difference in this offense. And I think this is a huge hire right now because of where we stand, right? I mean, Ben's contract's, you know, out there as far as the cap. Ben's also up there in age. You know, how much longer does Ben want to play? How much longer can he play and will he play? Those are things that are all going to be, you know, crucial conversations this offseason. But this new offense coordinator, he's going to be the one that you have to help transition. What is the next step? What is the plan? And that's what's been disappointing to me, is it doesn't seem like there's a plan, and there hasn't been. There's got to be a plan for after Ben. I mean, Ben's had an unbelievable career, man. And,
sure.
And you get – the Steelers have been unbelievably lucky and fortunate, and it's both ways. I know, yep. Ben feels that way.
He's made a lot of money. Right. It's been a two-way street. It's been beneficial for both, no doubt.
Absolutely. So it's tough, man. A lot of tough decisions, but I think it's very important. I saw, you know, a few tweets out there today about offense coordinators. I've heard nothing but good things about Jim Caldwell. Someone said his name, and I've had friends that have played for him. My brother's played for him. So I just see that as a veteran, a guy that could be relatable to the young players on the team, that's detailed, has a good offense, an offense I've always liked and believed in. So, you know, those.
What are the hallmarks of his offense, Bruce? What's Jim Caldwell's offense known for?
Well, Jim, I mean, his offense is probably like a play action pass, inside outside.
Really?
Zone.
Well, he's gone. Take him off the list.
Ben hates play action.
Well, I'm saying, man, there's got to be a plan, though, right? I mean, you can't make this hire only for Ben right now.
Interesting.
I think you.
Well, you be honest with us, Bruce. I mean, do you see this news and think, oh, man, maybe Ben won't be back in 2021? Does part of you see that and think that way?
No, not with this news. It's just tough, man. It, you know, I think these are some moves that kind of, you know, had to be made
mm-hmm.
in some point, you know, whether it's Tomlin and Colbert, Mr. Rooney involved. Like, I think it's a collaboration. You know, I think they're all on the same page as far as moving forward. But
Ben included with the OC, or you think he's left out of that conversation?
I don't know, man. I don't know. At this point, I don't know. I mean, I'd always want my feedback from my quarterback.
Uh-huh.
But in a sense, too, I think it's important now that the next hire is not only for Ben, but it's for the future and where this position, where this offensive group is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Bruce,
uh-oh.
How do you just – no, I know. It was the patented Mueller sigh there as I'm trying to think of how I want to ask a question that could go in a million different directions. If you're just taking a bird's-eye honest view of this franchise right this second, I mean, I've tried to ask everyone this very simple question because I think it's the most relevant one for them as they enter into this offseason. Do you believe truly that they can win another Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger as their quarterback?
I think they can. I mean, I think what happened is, you know, because first of all, it's hard to find the next quarterback, right? We see how many teams go through it year in and year out. So, yeah, maybe Ben didn't play up to what he can at times, but I do think Ben can get it done. You know, it's whether Ben wants to or not, where he's at mentally. I think that's most important. Can he get it done? Yes, I still think he has some left in the tank.
What makes you say that? What makes you say that about him? When you say he still got some left in the tank, what did you see late in the year specifically, Bruce, that gives you that confidence in him?
I mean, the throws that he can still make. I mean, he can still make all the throws. And
okay.
I look at Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady physically can still make all the throws. Drew Brees, to me, I could see a difference in Drew Brees. I could see physically the arm is kind of dwindling a little bit.
Well, how are those guys playing better?
Hold on. Don't you wonder about like the difference between Ben's legs and his mobility in terms of physical standpoint? He can make the throws, but man, he looks like a totally different guy as far as moving around.
Brady's spry. He's got all that pliability.
Yeah. Brady looks like he's 35 or 34, not 43.
Yeah. No, Brady's in phenomenal shape physically. And look, I'll tell you what, guys, that Tampa sun helps. You know, I mean, how much better your body feels
you lived it.
Day in and day day in.
All right, let's
out.
Get Ben like a vitamin D kind of treatment here, regimen going or something.
Look, I mean, I think so. You were going to ask about Drew Brees, Tom Brady, how they're still playing at a high level, or even Drew Brees playing at a high level if his arm's not there. Well, Sean Payton in that offense built the offense around Drew Brees' strength. I mean, Michael Thomas is now back, Alvin Kamara. Now you'll see this offense get into a nice little rhythm and click. Drew Brees is quick game. He gets the ball out of his hands. There's some play action pass. Mm-hmm. He's not going to make a tremendous amount of deep throws downfield, a lot of throws that help the quarterback get in a groove and in a rhythm. And I just don't see that in the Steelers' offense.
Hey, Bruce, if they hire somebody to be the offensive coordinator and that opens up the quarterback's coach position, is that something you're still interested in?
I mean, I always am. You know, I'm talking to multiple coaches now of guys that could get head jobs and things of that sort. So, I mean, my daughter asked me today, I don't know where she heard it from, she's seven. She's like, Daddy, are you going to coach football? And I'm like, look, it's my passion. It's what I love to do. I have a lot of experience, and I want to share my knowledge and help.
That's how you answered the question to her? Like, you gave her, like, a long, thorough...
You had, like, a PowerPoint ready for her?
I brought the PowerPoint out to her. No, because I'm trying to describe to her, too, like, why I – yeah, it's something I'm passionate about. Like, I want her to know, like, you got to do what you're passionate about. I'm telling her, you know?
Do you think you could be an offensive coordinator in the NFL right now?
I mean, of course, like, I think I could,
yeah.
But I know I couldn't right now in a sense of I would like a few years to learn behind someone good, get kind of my philosophy intact and in place of what kind of offense I would run and how I call it. And I have an idea because of how many different offenses I've been in.
Yep.
But it would be important to the structure of it, you know, of kind of what you're kind of calling every personnel grouping, every formation, things of that sort, motion, shifts, and concepts and all that. So, I mean, I love it. And, you know, we'll see. Like I said, I've talked to a few that are probably on the hiring cycle, and we'll see how it pans out. But I do think this hire, though, for the Steelers, for the offense coordinator, would be nice to see a veteran OC that's been a head coach, has been an offense coordinator before. I think that would really help.
Bruce, how would you answer the following critique of this franchise right now, that they're way too conservative in terms of hiring, that there's way too much, you know, who do you know in the organization, but a little bit of that. Like they really are hiring from within and not maybe stepping out of their comfort zone too much. What would your response to that kind of line of critique be?
Well, I think in any business, like, it's ideal if you can hire from within. You know, I was with Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati when I kind of saw that cycle of Jay Gruden. And then you see, you know, Hugh Jackson come in. Then you see Kenny Zampezi and things of that sort. So you see guys get promoted within. You see Mike Zimmer in Cincinnati. He goes off to be the Vikings head coach. And then Paul Gunther becomes OC or DC. So ideally, if you're building an organization and a company, you do want your staff to grow within. You do want your guys to go out and have opportunities to get interviews for offense coordinators or head coaches and grow from within. That's ideal. But I think at the point the Steelers are at, that they did that at some points, right? I mean, with Todd Haley leaving, Randy took over. Now I think, and same thing with Keith Butler, when Dick LeBeau left. So they have built from within, and now it's probably a point on you do look outside. And the Steelers have looked outside at points. When I was there, I talked about Mike Munchak in that hire. So there's been some key hires Tomlin has had, and now he gets to do it again. So I think this is
– I'll tell you what, Bruce. I think that if Matt Canada felt like he was going to get promoted, like you're talking about, from quarterback's coach to offensive coordinator – I don't think he takes an interview with the Dolphins, do you?
I think he still does until it's for sure. I mean, because, you know, Tomlin might want to interview different guys.
Not a slam dunk. I'm saying if he thought he was just going to get, you know, like Butler took over for LeBeau and everybody knew it. If it were that obvious, I don't think that Canada would even think about talking to another team. He knows there at least has to be healthy competition for that job, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's a good point where it's not a given. I think there's probably going to be a group of guys that get interviewed. And if I'm Matt Canada, you have to – what's on your plate? What's something that's in your control right now? And if he gets an interview for another OC job, you go and take it. You know, you take that interview, and then you see where it pans out with – you know, and I'm sure he keeps open communication with Tomlin. You would want to do that with your boss or former boss because, you know, who knows what situation's best for Matt Canada right now. So you're going into the Dolphins in a situation – they have a young quarterback, you know, that you'd have to help grow and groom. And then in Pittsburgh, you have a young quarterback on the roster, but is he your future? And you have a veteran quarterback. So there's different dynamics there, but I think you're right. I don't think it's a slam dunk. I think there's going to be some time, and I think time is necessary to make the right hires.
Bruce, do you think any, like just generally for an incoming offensive coordinator, who do you think's the more appealing quarterback that they would want to work with at this point on the Steelers roster?
Well, I mean, you work with the guys that are on the roster, and anytime I've been through coaching changes, I've been, you know, cut and I've went to different teams, and they're always going to bring in more guys, right? You're always going to have competition at that position. And I think where the Steelers are at, you know, you have to look at who's on the roster for next season. What's, you know, the conversation with Ben and where he's at, and Ben's conversations with, you know, Tom and Colbert and ownership and where that goes.
Well, let me, Bruce, stop you for a second. Let me, like, just try to, like, without making it about Ben in general, because I'll try not to. If you were taking a job like this, right, if you were the offensive coordinator and there was an aging veteran kind of at the end of the line or close to it, and then there was maybe an heir apparent, but you really weren't sure. It wasn't like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Who would you be more excited to work with? Like, who would you rather sort of see win that job or be the guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a coach, you always want to be the one that helps either the veteran play better. You know, to me, it's exciting to think to work with Ben if you're an offense coordinator, because it's not often you get to work with a franchise future Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I think Ben's one of those guys that's like an old dog. I don't think he wants to learn new tricks right
now.
Yeah,
you try to tell him to roll over, and he puts his paw out and says, "You'll deal with it."
Well, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to where Ben's at, you know, mentally, because it's the same thing of like a Phillip Rivers, a Matthew Stafford, a Matt Ryan. So Matthew Stafford and Matt Ryan right now, do they want to go through a rebuild? You know, is it in them?
Well, that's why I don't think it's a coincidence that Rivers went and played in an offense that he was familiar with, right? I mean, that's why he went to the Colts after the Chargers. He didn't go play in some newfangled – he didn't play in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. You know what I mean? He picked one he liked.
No, absolutely. But if you're also an offense coordinator that you get this job, Ben's back and everything like that, you're going to have conversations with Ben. I mean, you're an idiot if you don't sit down with your starting quarterback and see what he's comfortable with. What kind of offense is he like? And you mix and mingle your offense with what your quarterback's comfortable with. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, the coaches need to have plays in there that your guys are good at executing and running and comfortable with. So the minute, you know, an offense coordinator is hired, is his first phone call when Ben's back is like, "Look, man, I'd love to go over this offense with you. You let me know the stuff you're comfortable with. I'll tell you what I'm thinking, and let's work together to make this thing right." Because it's going to take both of them, whoever in whatever situation. I'm not just talking Steelers, but any quarterback, any offense coordinator. It takes the pair. I mean, that's why people talk about the head coach quarterback, that marriage. You know, Kyle Shanahan, is it Jimmy G? You know, Sean McVay, is it Jared Goff? Like, what is that pair? And how do you make them successful?
Hey, Bruce, before we let you run, I don't know if you want to tell this story on the air about Coach Randy, but it's one of my favorites. Can you tell the Coach Randy coffee story?
I don't know if I remember the coffee story.
I thought there was a story, or maybe it was somebody else who told me this. I thought it was you, though. Didn't you get Coach Randy like a Keurig for Christmas or something?
No, I don't think.
Okay. I guess it was somebody else then. Oops.
I'll tell you what, with coffee and coaches, man, that's the one thing that probably keeps them alive during the season.
Yeah.
How much cups of coffee you got to drink while you're game playing?
All right, maybe that's from somebody else. Now I'm gonna have
I can only imagine how a Coach Randy and like Keurig story is going to end up going.
Never
like,
mind.
It's going to end up him like trying to put like the Keurig pod in a regular coffee basket and run water over it.
Filippone might have put too much ice in his wine last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I
actually had a I didn't have anything to drink last night, but the night before I had a Modelo.
Oh, they got those commercials out all over the place now. Yeah, that's a good one, though.
All right, Bruce.
I had a nugget nectar last night.
Thank you. We'll talk again.
All right, Bruce. Guys, have a good one.
See ya. Bruce Gradkowski.
Was I doing too much putting Bruce on the spot there?
No.
I know he worked with Ben. I felt bad about that.
I mean, he has to be objective and grade these guys for Pro Football Focus.
He can't play favorites.
He's got to call it as he sees it, right down the middle.
That's true. I do think, though, and I'm not even just saying this because I'm a Ben hater or whatever. If you're an incoming OC,
I really do wonder.
Well, yeah, I am, but I'm saying that – I definitely am. I'm not saying this – this is not coming from that viewpoint, though. This is trying to be objective here, and if I'm an incoming OC of any experience level or not, I really do wonder – I'm really trying to wonder if that person says, Mason Rudolph's a blank slate and he's a younger guy. Do I really want to come in here and pound my head against the wall against a guy who has to have something of a reputation as being difficult to work with if he decides he doesn't like you?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.